Well, we probably normally think of lawyers as desk jockeys. Clients call up, make an appointment, and travel to the lawyer's office to discuss their issue. But in cases of family violence, hospital visits are often the only time an isolated woman can speak about her situation. Lawyer Mae Gibney sees many of her clients at three big Melbourne hospitals. As she tells RN's Damien Carrick, their legal issues are often closely linked with their health problems.
And that's a real strength of these health justice partnerships, is that, you know, they're under the guise of whether it's a social work or an antenatal appointment or allied health appointment. Often it's the only safe way that, in particular, a woman experiencing family violence can get some legal advice and some practical assistance in that way. But we also, across all three hospitals, will give advice on a broad range of things, and that we help people with fines or infringements. We assist with debts, sometimes criminal law matters, as well as a broader range of superannuation queries, employment law, and that sort of thing.
About 12 months ago, lawyer Mae Gibney met Joe, a patient at the Royal Melbourne Hospital.
Yeah, the health issue is an extremely severe chronic pain syndrome. The name of it is abbreviated CRPS in capitals, Complex Regional Pain Syndrome. There's type 1 and type 2. I got the worst one. But it's very, very difficult for doctors to diagnose. And a lot of people get misled that it's in your head, it's this, and the pain is beyond amputation. It's horrific. I basically had a nervous breakdown last year, and I was admitted to hospital. While the doctors were treating me in hospital, I've got a brother, an older sibling, and he's extremely addicted to ice. And basically, while I was in hospital, he was ransacking the house, stealing everything and anything possible to sell for drugs.
When you're in hospital receiving treatment, you talk to your doctors and the nurses about what the situation was like at home, and they said, look, maybe you might want to speak to a lawyer about what you're going through at home.
Correct. May was very kind enough to meet me in hospital.
May, the lawyer here.
Yeah, correct. And I could not stress to him how severe it was. He's out of control. He still is today.
So he'd come at you with a tomahawk, right?
Come at me with a tomahawk axe because I didn't let him inside the house.
Just the two of you together, or were there other people in the house?
No, I live with my mother. She's elderly. I could see that she was frightened in her eyes. I could see the pain in her eyes. That was difficult for me to deal with on top of my medical condition. The social worker there contacted this department. May came in. Interim intervention order, that's what I'm trying to say. I just got it renewed yesterday. 1 year's gone. 4 months has gone. I just got it renewed yesterday at the Melbourne Magistrates Court.
And the intervention order was to keep your brother away from the house?
Yep. I've got a 1 year. Mum's got a 5 year. And my jaw dropped when she received that due to her frailness, because she's 80 years old and she just wants to be left in peace like anybody else.
Getting the intervention order was a relief for you and for your mum. Do you think it's actually been taking away the stress has actually helped your health as well?
Oh, absolutely. He was toxic. It was like putting acid into your veins. He was toxic. That's what the hardest part was, because it's what it's done to our family.
So the people at the Inner Melbourne Community Legal Centre, they really helped you guys.
I hate to think what would have happened if May didn't come into the hospital. My mental health probably could have got much more dangerous than a mental breakdown due to the severe chronic pain that I suffer. If she didn't come in there, I don't know where I'd be. Maybe in a coffin.
Mae Gibney says Joe's situation is unusual but not unique.
It's certainly not the norm, but it is, you know, a problem within the community. And in Joe's case, it was directly impacting his day-to-day safety, and he essentially, it wasn't safe for him to be discharged from the hospital because of the family violence that was occurring from his home. And in fact, the medical team were delaying his discharge until it was safe for him to return home.
That's really, really interesting. So again, that kind of close partnership between the health providers and the lawyers about ensuring somebody's safety/health.
That's correct. And, you know, we aren't in a position to measure the cost, but you can imagine that the cost of a bed in a public hospital, if that's going to even be delayed by a few days, then the cost for that, you know, that we can provide is, you know, beneficial.
And that's Mae Gibney, a senior lawyer at Inner Melbourne Community Legal. And you can hear more about health justice partnerships on that highlight of RN's Law Report from September last year, this afternoon at 5:30 p.m. You can find the podcast on the ABC Listen app at any time, of course.